Heavenly God, we thank you for being love and for being the source of all our belonging. I thank you that you call us all your children, no matter who we are, no matter where we've been, no matter what we've done. God, today I pray for the ones who have felt alienated not only by the world, but also by those who claim to act in your name. I pray for those who have been reached out to or even been a part of your church, but experienced something other than your love. May you remind your children that you are their protector and you are their refuge and you have nothing but love for them. God, I pray for the friend who grew up in your church but experienced only racism and sexual harassment from her peers for being the only Asian American in a small southern town. God, I pray for the boy who was emotionally expressive but whose parents and church labeled him a quote-unquote bad kid for it just because he is genuine in how he expressed himself and refused to fall in line by sitting quietly as a good church kid should. God, I pray for the friend who cried in my car when sharing to me how she had sex with her boyfriend in high school and how she felt she was permanently branded with a scarlet letter and could never be loved by you again. God, I pray for the wife whose husband put an image of being well-regarded at church, yet was abusive at home. I grieve as she and her daughters were ostracized and looked down upon by the church when the mom filed for divorce to protect her daughters. God, I pray for the family friend who came out in eighth grade during emotional breakdown, whose friend didn't know how to respond other than try to pray the gay away. I pray for that very same friend as he realized the same about himself and felt he had to overcompensate and serve past burnout point to be worthy of your love and to not contemplate ending it all. I pray healing for how he is bullied by backward homophobic beliefs at the church he was serving at while serving and while outed and still protected for quote-unquote not having done anything actually wrong. But ultimately, he was still gaslit when trying to share his slow healing journey because he didn't make your church look picture perfect and pure. God, I pray for the multiple youth group kids who felt safe enough as well to open up to that person about their own questioning about their sexuality, how they wish there were affirming spaces they could explore who their creator made them to be. God, I pray for all these stories and more like these ones shared, and my heart grieves as they deserve to experience your grace and love instead as an accurate representation of who you are. I pray that you free your church from the constructs of religion, from what we have made it to be, God, and how we've twisted your love to be just this institution now, Lord, that ends up being more about power more than anything else. In Matthew, you said, I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Truly, I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. I pray that you remind us all of this love and desire you have for us, that we may remain focused on it. Give us a spirit to find the marginalized and heal their image of you, and I pray that you can show us where open hearts lie. Give us the hearts and words to be your love, and I pray that we can act and be empowered by you to build a church here at 99 for those who have become the accidental rebels and runaways. In this we pray in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.